Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, today our focus is going to be on irrigation. And to help us out today, we have Ken Futrell with Uring Irrigation here with us in the studio. Welcome, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, irrigation, I think, should be big on our minds right now with doing some irrigation with our existing irrigation systems. But there might be people who have been thinking about doing some landscaping and putting in some irrigation. Well, if people want to maybe do it themselves, where should somebody start with, or should they consult with somebody before they hit the hardware store?
Not necessarily. You can install your own irrigation system if you're interested. It's not real complicated, but you should understand that the city does have requirements on tapping into their water lines and pulling permits and that type of thing. So you want to get some information ahead of time, yes.
So who would you go to for information?
As far as doing it yourself?
Yeah, I'm guessing there would be online resources.
There's a lot of online resources. The big box stores, there's people there that will help you. We specialize more in commercial, industrial type irrigation for contractors, but the homeowner type people can go to the big box stores. They always have people there to help you, and they have online resources. They have information there in the store. They actually put on demonstrations sometimes outside the stores there for you, classes and workshops.
You teach the Master Gardeners irrigation when the Master Gardeners have their classes every fall. How do you introduce the topic of irrigation to them?
Well, we initially begin talking about plants, and the Master Gardeners get a lot of education about plants and their needs, and obviously irrigation people, you need to water the plants, so that's where the irrigation part comes in. But we do talk a lot about water conservation. That's a real big issue in the state of Texas and everywhere now. So we talk about conserving our water, using our water wisely, how to irrigate plants wisely, types of plants that use less water. We go over quite a few subjects like that.
When I bought my house over 10 years ago, I was the do-it-yourselfer, and I found that, you know, it's much easier to start with an empty, plain plot of land. And I've always thought that the best way for me, the way that I think the best is if I sketch things out on paper,
yes,
kind of plan out. Because I always think about the plants first and placing those and where I want that accessibility to be and where the shade I want on my patio and things like that. So I kind of started with just a sketch and diagram my entire landscape, and I kind of used that to complement for my irrigation design. And I chose a sprinkler and drip system, hybrid system, you know, different,
yes,
stations with that. But do you find that that's common for most homeowners, that they're going to need not just one or the other, but maybe a mix of two?
Oh, yes. Depending on the plants that you have and exposure, and like you're saying, the shade or sun and type of planting, and some people still want a little bit of turf grass. Yes, there are a lot of different requirements. It is nice to lay it out. You lay out kind of a design of your yard, put in all your trees and shrubs and plants, and then you go back and say, well, the turf grass is maybe going to need some spray system. Well, you might want to put that on a separate valve and run that separately from your drip, if you're going to put drip on your shrubs and trees or flood bubblers or however you're going to water them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you'd want to lay it out, kind of come up with a plan and an idea. And obviously you can work with contractors. There are a lot of landscape contractors in El Paso and irrigation professionals that put in systems.
The one mistake that I made, I remember, is that, you know, you have all your sprinkler systems, and like you walk in the aisles of the store and they'll give you all the angles and the degrees, the full spray, half a spray, quarter of a spray. And then there's some like really strange ones, Ken. They're like box shape spray patterns. And I was like trying to get a little bit too creative. And then I ended up like having not enough coverage, and I could tell it right away. So yeah, I definitely think that a contractor, somebody to kind of look over your sketch, would really be a really good.
What generally happens is people, you don't necessarily like boxy looking landscapes in your backyard, so they design strange little kidney shaped lawns, or they put in,
yeah,
odd patterns and that type of thing. And sometimes it's difficult to come up with irrigation to suit that. So they make all kinds of adjustable nozzles that you can put on your spray heads and different things that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And there's specific applications for some of them, to square the side strips and the end strips and things that you put in a median or in a smaller area, that type of thing.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. And then we thought, okay, so now we had, like, our own visual layout there, and we're looking at this. And then we decided, okay, who's going to trench it? Because it wasn't going to be me. So, even as a do-it-yourselfer, I don't think that, you know, you have to necessarily trench it yourself. So there's a lot of tools that you can do, tool rental for half day, whole day, weekend rental.
Because you have to have these lines go underground.
Yes, exactly. Now, how deep should we trench?
Well, for PVC pipe, it actually you need to put it in 4 to 6 inches deep.
Okay.
Depending on if you can, you know, if you have a lot of rock or roots and that type of thing. But if a contractor puts it in or a licensed irrigator, yes, the state code actually indicates that it has to be 6 inches deep.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, if you have a place where there's a lot of rock or roots, you can work around that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be quite that deep. Drip systems, it depends. If you're using poly pipe, we'd like you to bury it a few inches deep, but a lot of times people would put it on top of the soil, stake it down, maybe cover it up with their bark or their wood chips or something, and that's acceptable too. That works fine. But PVC, yes, you do want to bury it in the ground. It doesn't take the UV exposure. The sun really damages it quite a bit, and it is the acceptable. You know, there's a lot of problems with the weather and the freezing and that type of thing.
And I know that PVC pipe comes in different types of grades. Which grade do we...
Well, the most common for irrigation here in El Paso would be like a Class 200 PVC. It's a 200-pound piece of pipe.
Okay.
So it'll take 200 pounds of water pressure. And generally, the city here provides you with the 60 to 70 pounds of pressure at your house.
Okay.
So yeah, that's more than adequate. Main lines, sometimes they might put in Schedule 40 pipe, which is a little thicker.
Uh-huh.
It'll take a little bit more pressure up to certain sizes, but it does restrict the flow a little bit because the inside diameter is a little different.
Oh.
But for most of your use, Class 200 is going to be fine on PVC. And then poly pipe is rated at 125 to 150 pounds of pressure. So you're fine with just regular standard poly pipe.
So you definitely need to know which pipe that you're using because of those inside and outside diameters are going to change. And then you can always find that information.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's pipe charts available. And we, as a distributor of irrigation equipment and parts, we provide the contractors with all kinds of brochures and manufacturers' catalogs that have all that information listed in there.
Right.
But generally, yes, PVC pipe is a little different than poly because PVC pipe, the outside diameter is the same. So you can glue Schedule 40 fittings onto Schedule 80 fittings onto Class 200 fittings.
Okay.
Where poly pipe, the inside diameter stays the same, but the outside is different. So you can use insert fittings usually on poly pipe. You want to try Class 200 to be the least that you'd want to use on the irrigation systems.
So when you're digging the trenches, I know you always hear that message from the gas company, before you dig, call us. You know, is this something, and you're only digging a few inches deep into the ground to make these trenches for your underground piping, but is it necessary for you to call the utilities to have them come down and mark the lines for you?
It would be prudent, but I know it doesn't happen most of the time. But, yes, they'll come out, and there's no charge for that. If you call up, you know, it's 1-800-DIG-TEST, or you call the local utilities, they can send somebody out, and they'll mark it for you. They'll spray paint a line where the gas is and the water. And generally, you're not digging down that deep. A lot of times, the contractors and even the homeowners, the things that you really tear into are like your cable television or your telephone lines, because generally they might not be as deep, and they don't really mark them sometimes. But if you call Dig Test, they'll come out and mark those for you.
Well, it sounds almost, you know, hearing all these different types of pipes and all the sizes, I can see how maybe for a first-time homeowner sort of undertaking the whole irrigation topic, they might be somewhat overwhelmed, especially when they go to the hardware store and they go down the aisle where they have all the irrigation and there's sprinklers and pipes and tubes and this, that, or the other. It can be really, I think, confusing. So I think a good amount of research is really going to help a homeowner. And as you were saying earlier, it's probably good to already sort of have your plant selection, if you are working with a blank slate, to have your plant selection, or maybe not necessarily specific types of plants, but maybe where you want them, if you want trees, etc., to have that sort of all laid out before you plan on your irrigation.
Sure. And that's the way to do it, yes. Put down some sort of a plan. You don't necessarily have to have everything in the ground yet, but at least lay it out and kind of get an idea of what you're watering. Now, the state of Texas, we talk a lot about homeowners. And again, homeowners can do their own work, but if you hire a contractor in the state of Texas to do irrigation, they should be licensed. The state has a state licensing requirement for irrigation contractors. So they have to take a state class, and then they have to pass the class and then take the exam. And once they become licensed, then there are a lot of requirements that they put on these contractors as far as how they conduct themselves and how they install the the actual irrigation system, and a lot of things that go with that. They have to provide you contracts, and they have to provide you different things when they put in your irrigation system.
Do you have to have the plants in the ground before you put the irrigation system, or do you want the irrigation system in first?
It can go either way. Most of the time, people will plant things first and then kind of put the irrigation in based on what they planted. But every once in a while, somebody will say, well, yes, the plants haven't come in, or I haven't decided yet. Go ahead and just put in the irrigation system, and we'll run some tubing later or put in some bubblers or something once we get the plants in.
If they call a licensed irrigator, the irrigator's not going to plant the person's plants, are they?
Some of them do. Some of them do landscape contract. It used to be, I've been in the business quite a while. It used to be when I first started, when I was a contractor, we had landscape contractors and we had irrigation contractors. Well, now everybody's kind of does everything.
Oh, that's good.
It can be good or bad, but most contractors will do both. Yes, they'll do the planting and the irrigation for you.
And I think that it's really hard to be a generalist when you're trying to be like know the exact plans and the exact placement and what to recommend, and then be really, really good at irrigation. So you can definitely combine them or have them exclusive to one another. And I think also it's important to, when you're interviewing contractors, if you will, you know, what's involved in that service as well. Is there any kind of questions that you would recommend for homeowners to ask those contractors coming into there?
Well, obviously, like I said, in the state of Texas, an irrigation contractor should be licensed by the state. You can ask them for their license number. You can check into that, make sure they are licensed, they are current with their licensing. One of the requirements is with the license that they pull permits from the city. You can check on that and make sure they do pull permits for their irrigation installation. You can check and ask them if they have insurance and bonding, that type of thing. It's not required, but it is preferable if they do. We do try to promote that they have at least an irrigation license when they're putting in irrigation systems. Now, licensed plumbers can also do irrigation work. They're part of the irrigation code, so licensed plumbers also can do irrigation repairs and installation for you.
I see. I see. And also looking at maybe some kind of warranty issues after they install it, maybe even providing after installation updates and checkups. A service plan is also probably something that...
Yes, if you use a licensed irrigator, part of the state code says that they have to be they have to give you a warranty on their work. The state doesn't outline what type of warranty.
Okay.
But most of the time, they will give you the warranty that we provide them on the materials. Some of the manufacturers will give you a 3-year warranty on controllers or valves and that type of thing. And if they're using that particular type of equipment, then we can provide the warranty once they've left the job, or they'll give you that much warranty.
Well, we haven't quite even touched upon much of this topic. I wanted to ask you about maybe what people would do to change out the irrigation system if they already have an existing landscape and existing system. But we're going to have you back, Ken Futrell, with Euring Irrigation, to talk to us a little bit more about irrigation here in the Southwest.
Yes, we can do that. That'd be great.
Again, we've been talking to Ken Futrell of Euring Irrigation, and we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.